Welcome to the Living a Naturally Healthy Life podcast with Delaine, the MD, the podcast for people looking to correct chronic illnesses such as diabetes through lifestyle change. I'm Dr. Delaine Vaughn. As a physician, I see many patients who are ill because of lifestyle decisions such as food choices. Typically, diseases such as diabetes are managed with pills or injections. This approach creates a vicious, expensive, and unhealthy cycle of medication and then more medication to address the negative side effects. As a physician and a life coach, I work with clients to resolve their diseases, get off their medications, and live a naturally healthy life. If you don't like the healthcare system in America, I recommend you use less of it by being naturally healthy. So if you feel there has to be a better, more natural way to live a healthy life, you are in the right place.
Hello, welcome to the Reversing Diabetes with Delaine MD podcast. If you are watching this on YouTube, you'll see me bundled up. It's a cold December night and I'm recording this because I want to get it done. While it's still fresh in my head, I just finished the outline, so I thought I'd get this knocked out, get this posted for everyone. I hope that if you are new to the podcast, you're welcome. My name is Delaine Vaughn. I'm a family practice doc by training. And in my business, Delaine MD, I help type 2 diabetics reverse their diabetes. But if you've been listening to the podcast for a long time, I hope you're getting a lot of value from it. So this podcast, we're going to talk about why it's so hard and just that story that it's so hard, quote unquote, so hard. It's so hard, right? But I want to warn you, there might be some cussing in this podcast. For those of you who don't know, I don't know how it's possible. Anybody wouldn't know, but I cuss like a sailor. I was literally raised by a sailor. My father was a sailor. I was born on a naval base. I still curse around my children. I curse a lot. I don't always curse, but my kids knew and still do know, my young ones that are still at home, that like you don't get to cuss until you have a job and pay taxes and pay bills. And then if you want to use that language, you get to use that language too. The funny story about all of this is that my oldest son is a Marine. And in one of my visits out to see him, he was hanging out with his Marine buddies and he was talking because he now pays taxes and has a job the way Marines do around me. And his buddies, like one of them finally stopped him and they were like, "What are you doing? Your mom is right here." And my son said to him, "My mom gave me the foundation," and the Marines just expanded on it. So there's going to be cussing. I don't think there are going to be any F-bombs, but sometimes I drop an F-bomb like a comma. So I'm just preparing you. This might be the time, if you've got kiddos around, either put some earbuds in or maybe postpone those to your walk when it's just you. So you have been warned. Because today we're going to talk about why it's so hard. And let's be honest, that's a thought that doesn't serve anybody. So I will tell you, when I start working with people, this is the number one thought that I get from them. This is the number one thought error that I get from them. And they believe it is so true. And they will fight for this thought. They will fight to keep this thought because they believe they are just reporting the news. So I want to break down this thought for you. When you tell yourself it's so hard when I'm at work because of the food in the break room or the candy drawer, what I've realized is all offices have a candy drawer. That's like a weird universal office thing, but all offices have candy drawers. So when you're telling yourself that it's so hard because of the candy drawer or the break room, or you're telling yourself that, I mean, that's one thing, right? Like, it's hard because I'm at work. Like, that's what people will come to me and say, like, I have such a hard time at work because of the break room, because of the candy drawer, because of my workload. Or they'll come and say to me, "Oh, it's so hard on the weekends when I'm at home because there's less structure." Or they'll say, "It's so hard when I don't have anything to do, when I'm not busy at work." Or they'll tell me it's so hard because they're so busy at work. Or they'll tell me it's so hard because when I come home from work, the kids need something from me. Or they'll tell me it's so hard because I come home from work and nobody's there and I'm kind of lonely and there's nobody to hold me accountable. Or they'll tell me it's hard when I have to cook for my husband and my family too. I mean, they expect something they're going to like. And they don't like the food that I'm going to eat. And it's just so hard to do both. Or they'll tell me it's so hard to cook for just one when nobody's home. Or they'll tell me it's so hard. Oh my gosh, the holidays are the worst. There's all these parties. It's so busy. I've got all these things I need to get done. It's just so hard to take care of me and my health during the holiday season. And then they'll turn and tell me it's so hard when it's COVID quarantine Christmas. It's just so hard to take care of myself when I'm stuck at home. So you can see, like, there's always the story about why it's hard. And we think, we want to believe it's the circumstance, it's the break room, it's the candy drawer, it's the weekend, it's not having enough to do at work, it's having too much to do at work, it's the kids, it's being home alone, it's the husband, it's cooking for one, it's the holidays and all the parties and the activities, or it's being stuck at home and COVID quarantine and nothing going on. We want to tell ourselves it's those circumstances, but what I want you to realize is the best news of all, and you're not going to love it, it's not the circumstance. It is your thought about those circumstances. I know you're expecting nothing less than this from me, right? I'm always going to tell you it's how you're thinking about it. And you may not feel that this is the best news ever, but I want to tell you it is. And why it is the best news ever is because it's far easier to change your thoughts about a circumstance than it is to change the circumstance. It is harder to remove the break room from your office. It is harder to remove the candy drawer from your office. It is hard to have complete control over your workload. It is hard to stop your children from needing you when they come home from school and you come home from work. It is hard to adjust what your children and your husband like when you're making dinner compared to what you need. It is hard to have people at home when there's nobody to be home. If you're home alone and you find it hard because there's nobody to be accountable to, it is very difficult to bring people into that situation. So suddenly you have somebody to keep you accountable. It is hard to never do any holiday gathering, never go to an office party, never go to a family gathering, never go to any holiday event. And it is certainly hard to change COVID and make that different, don't you think? That is the hard, that's the hard stuff. You can't make that different. But what you can change is your belief about it, is your thought about it. Henry Ford said, he has this famous quote, whether you think you can or you think you can't, you're right. Meaning that no matter what, like, it's not the thing that you're doing that decides whether you can or cannot do it. It's your belief in whether you can or cannot do it. It is not the thing that you're experiencing that makes eating and taking care of yourself in a way that's healthy hard, right? Like the thing doesn't make taking care of yourself hard. Your belief, your thought about it being hard is what makes it hard. So John Wayne has a quote. When I say it initially, it's going to come off rough. So hang with me for a moment. John Wayne's quote, this is one of my favorite. Life is hard and it's even harder when you're stupid. I'm not going there, but what I want to say, I want to adjust that thought or that belief, that quote of John Wayne's. Life is hard. And it's even harder when you tell yourself that it's hard. I think that's very true. Life is hard. There are challenging things. Learning new skills is awkward and uncomfortable and difficult. Can be. It's so much harder though when you tell yourself it's hard. So that's what we're going to talk about today. So people fight for this. They fight for their belief that it's hard. They believe that there is something wrong with them, that there is something unique to them that makes it hard. Like they like chocolate more than anybody else on the face of the earth, or they have far less willpower than the average person. They have no control over themselves. They have this belief that there's something unique about their experience that makes it uniquely challenging. And they truly believe that there's something wrong with them and they can't get it fixed. Certainly, yes, they have created a habit of a behavior that's very familiar to them. When you change any habit, it's certainly awkward. And frequently our brain interprets this as difficult or challenging or hard. But if you think of any new skill you've ever achieved or, you know, mastered, it's always awkward in the beginning. Think about that when you were learning math. You know, we have young children who are homeschooling and learning everywhere from addition to long division. And they can't understand why they have to have 20 problems to work on that long division. Oh my gosh, it takes forever. It's so hard. It's not hard for me because I've done enough of it. I know how to do it, right? Any new skill set, math, driving a car, filing your taxes, all of those new skill sets are challenging when you learn, when you're in that learning phase. They're awkward. It's always awkward in the beginning. And likely it feels difficult and hard. But it's certainly not impossible. And you learn the skill. So here's the deal. If you munch on candy from a candy bowl every day at work in the afternoon for weeks on end, or maybe years on end, certainly changing that behavior is going to be a struggle. There's going to be some challenges. There's going to be some awkwardness. There's probably going to be some discomfort with that. You have combined a behavior that you've done over and over with intense neurochemical reactions that go on in your brain. That is going to be a challenging behavior to change, but it doesn't need to be hard for 20 years, for 10 years, for the last 6 years. That struggle for all of those years is because you've been telling yourself a story that it's hard. It's one thing to experience something as difficult. It's another thing to struggle with it and struggle with it and struggle with it for decades, never moving past it because you tell yourself you can't because it's hard. And that's where I want you to see that it's the story you're telling yourself. The struggle comes from your belief about it being hard, not from the circumstance, not from the candy drawer, not from your workload, not from your kids, not from your husband, not from nobody being home, not from everybody being home, not from your holiday party, not from COVID. It is not those things. It's your belief about it being hard. Think of how that feels in your body. Think of how, when you say it's hard, I mean, like, think of anything, not just eating or not just taking good care of yourself or eating healthy or living healthy. Think of, it's hard to get all my Christmas shopping done. When you think of it that way, it feels hard. Like you fed yourself that feeling because you just told yourself it was hard. It feels heavy. It feels like a struggle. So this is what's so hard. It's that shit story you've been telling yourself about it being so hard over and over and over. I want you to think about this. Last year, when I would coach people, they would tell me how it was so hard because of all the holiday things that they had to do. The holidays are difficult. They're busy. I've got events I've got to go to. I've got Christmas parties at work I've got to be at. I've got all of these things I need to do. And it's just so hard. It's so hard to make good decisions and live healthy with all of these things going down, right? This year, they're telling me it's so hard because they can't go anywhere and they have nothing to do. And it's just so hard being stuck in the house all the time. So which is it? Is it hard because you're busy and you've got tons going on, or is it hard because you can't go anywhere at all? We've seen this through the COVID pandemic, right? This all started in what, March? I like to believe that COVID-19, I know they say 19 is the year that COVID hit. I like to believe COVID-19 stands for the number of pounds you're going to gain during the COVID quarantine. That's what I believe the 19 stands for. But people used to say the reason they couldn't get healthy, like before COVID, I couldn't get healthy. I just didn't have enough time. And now we're all on lockdown and quarantined at home, and we still aren't taking care of ourselves. So which is it? Is it that I didn't have enough time? Or I've got too much time? That's what I'm telling you. It has nothing to do with the circumstance. It has to do with your belief about it. So how do you fix it? I really hope that you can see right now that it is the thought that you have about your experience. It is not the experience. It is not the food. It is not the candy drawer. It is not the break room table. It's not about it being easier on the weekends or harder on the weekends. It's not about your workload being heavy or light. It's not about your kids. It's not about your husband. It's not about being home alone. It's not about holiday parties. And it's not about COVID. It has nothing to do with any of those. It is about your belief. So most people want to fix this immediately. So they go to the polar opposite, right? If I'm telling myself it's hard, maybe I tell myself it's easy and boom, we'll have this fixed. And what I want to warn you of is that, of course, it's clearly not going to be that simple. If you expect it to be as simple as it's easy to walk away from the food in the break room, you're probably going to be disappointed with those results because you don't feel like it's easy. If you've spent the last two decades telling yourself how hard it is, one decade, 6 years, whatever the length of time that you have been struggling with living healthy, with living that naturally healthy life, if you have been spending decades telling yourself how hard it is to live healthy, suddenly flipping to, oh, it's totally easy, is going to give you sorely disappointing results, okay? So I would encourage you to jump to something that feels more real, but opens up the opportunity of it becoming easier. So maybe you can't jump to it's easy immediately, but maybe you can, one, stop telling yourself the shit story that it's so hard. I would start right there, first and foremost. When your brain says, oh my God, this is so hard, say, no, I'm not telling myself that story anymore. Clearly that's not been working. Clearly telling myself it's hard has not been working. So first and foremost, drop that story. And sometimes that's the first step. That's as far as you can go, until you can start to break and crack into something that's different. It's not going to go to easy. It's not going to go to easy immediately. And yes, I'm sure you're thinking right now, it's going to take two more decades of me stopping telling myself that story. I'm never going to get to the point that it's easy. What I want you to know is it usually happens far quicker than anybody imagines initially, right? When you're thinking it's going to be hard and it's been hard so long, I'm not going to be able to change it quickly. And now I have to have this intermediate step. I'm not even going to be able to tell myself it's easy because that's not going to work either, right? When we have that thought, it makes us want to run and hide. And we believe it's going to take so long to get to a better thought that serves us. But what I want you to know is it almost always happens way quicker than you could ever imagine. Maybe you can't jump to it's easy and everything's fine, but maybe you can jump to something that sounds like in the past, I have found that not eating the food in the break room has been hard, but I'm working on it being easy. Or I found the candy drawer to be difficult to pass up before, but I'm working on passing it up easily. Maybe I have found the weekends difficult in the past, but I'm working on them being easier for me. Maybe it's I found eating well is hard when my workload changes, but maybe it's not as hard as I thought in the past. Maybe you try a thought like I have found it challenging to deal with the kids in the past when I get home, but I wonder if there's a way it could be easy. Maybe it's a thought like I found it challenging to cook for my husband and my family in a way that they like and serve my needs at the same time, but I want to see if I can make it easy on myself. Maybe it's a thought like I found it hard to be at home alone and make good decisions, but I wonder if it could be easy. Maybe it's a thought like I found it hard to navigate holiday parties in the past, but what could I do right now to make it easier on myself? And then lastly, maybe I've seen that COVID quarantine can be difficult for me, but I have all the spare time on my hands, which could in fact make it easier to take care of myself. Your thoughts may look like a grade, a step in the right direction, right? A degree movement in the right direction. Sometimes it's just opening up to the idea that it possibly could be easier. And that's the first step, right? Like, first step is to drop the story that it's so hard. And then the second step is to ask yourself, could it be easier? Open up the door to the possibility that it could be easier. Because in the end, you get to decide what's easy or what's hard. Nobody else. You get to decide what's easy or what's hard. My husband and I go rock climbing all the time. Lots of people look at that and think it's very, very hard. We think it's super, super easy. There are certain routes that are super, super hard for me and super, super easy for my husband. And it's because he likes the challenge of it. He loves the challenge of it. I don't enjoy being challenged on the wall that way. So I like to work into it. But he's like, yeah, let's try something grades harder than what I'm used to doing because that's fun for him. He thinks it's easy. Me, I'm not down with that. You get to decide what's hard and what's easy for you. Nobody else does. You do. So if you want it to be easier, stop telling yourself the dumb story that it's hard. Okay. Try this out and see if passing up the food that doesn't serve you, that doesn't make you naturally healthy, that doesn't reverse your diabetes, see if passing up the foods that are making you sick with diabetes doesn't become easier if you stop telling yourself how hard it is to pass it up. Okay. See if it doesn't get easier. If you have any questions, send me an email, Delaine@DelaineMD.com. I'm happy to answer any questions. If you want to tell me that I'm nuts, send me an email to the same email address, but be prepared. You're going to get some coaching in return. In that response, you're going to get coached because I want you to see that this is the first step to opening up your life to that naturally healthy living, to reversing your diabetes, to no longer struggling with your health. This is the first step. This is an imperative step. I want you to try it out. So we're in the middle of the holiday season. So happy holidays for everybody in the weirdest of weird years in 2020. Stay safe. Enjoy your time with your family and friends if you get to be around them. And I will talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening. If you've enjoyed today's episode, please subscribe and share with your friends and family. Also, leave me a review. If you want to resolve your diabetes naturally without any pills or injections, I can help you. Visit DelaineMD.com for more information. Click on the Work With Me tab, send me a message, and we can set up a mini coaching session. You guys have a great week. I'll talk to you soon.